This is the Faith and Family column, Have an Ordinary Summer, written for us by Elisa Smith, a writer and director for Evangelical Mission with the Alaska Synod. There comes a point every summer when I realize we're just not going to complete everything on our summer bucket list. I have big dreams in May. I've made lists on poster board of fun things to do with my kids in the summer, and I've determined to have an extraordinary time and cram in as much as possible. Camping, hiking, fishing, backpacking, paddleboarding, building a giant sandcastle, homemade ice pops. We cover many of these things, but my imagination tends to run a bit ahead of my available time, energy, and budget. We might hike up a mountain or paddleboard across a lake once or twice, but more often we sit on lawn chairs in the backyard and read. We water the lettuce and see if any of it is ready to pick. We walk down the street to see if the neighbor kids are out. We eat store-bought ice pops. These ordinary things end up being pretty fun. Sometimes the small moments are the best times. Summer is ordinary time in our lectionary cycle, the assigned readings for each Sunday's worship service. So no special church season, no high church holidays, just one regular Sunday after the other. Or are they? Several readings this summer highlight small, ordinary things like bread, water, yeast, fish, a mustard seed. Ordinary things that can teach us important lessons, bring us great delight, and even carry the holy, just as water does at baptism and bread and wine do at communion. Last winter, my family and I left our snowy hometown for our first real vacation since the pandemic. When our airplane landed in a sunny tropical destination, I anticipated a big reaction from my children. "Look, Mom," my 6-year-old shouted, "grass!" The ordinary mattered so much. Ordinary summer moments matter too. May we find joy in the little things, and in them experience God's presence. Here are some possible practices. You can take a micro-hike and explore. Grab a photo frame, or cut out one from cardboard. Go outside and set it down in a yard or a park. What do you notice? Look closely, observing flora, fauna, patterns, shadows, and light. You might use a magnifying glass or bring along a sketchbook to record what you see. You can keep a running list of the little joys and simple pleasures. You can write them on a poster board, type them up in a document, or put them on slips of paper in a jar, then read them together at summer's end. Share some small moments. At mealtime, you can invite each person to share something that brought them joy, peace, or delight that day.